The World Health Summit is a leading global health conference and network that brings together stakeholders from the political class, science, the private sector, and the civil society from around the world. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says more investment leads to healthier population and more equitable, stable, and secure societies and economies.
And this year's World Health Assembly, member states adopted a new and ambitious strategy to save 40 million lives over the next 4 years, the 14th General Programme of Work. Delivering that strategy requires a strong and sustainably financed WHO, which is why we have launched the first WHO investment round to mobilize upfront the predictable funding we need to do our work over the next 4 years.
The three-day event is being held in Berlin, Germany, and virtually under the theme Building Trust for a Healthier World. Tedros says when people lose trust in healthcare, the consequences become deadly.
Everything we do depends on the trust of the communities we serve. Strong partnerships are built on trust. Trust has always been the foundation of medicine and public health. People won't use a medicine they don't trust, or see a health worker they don't trust, or follow advice they don't trust.
Among the subjects of discussion during the summit are financing global health solutions, creating a roadmap to future resilience, strategies for women's and children's health, pathways to action for equity, strengthening voices for impact, and artificial intelligence in health. African Centers for Disease Control Deputy Director General Tajuddin Mohamed Raju says Africa is far from achieving an adequate healthcare workforce due to lack of support.
For instance, if you look at the field epidemiology training program at the advanced level, we talk of ratio 1 to 200,000. Today in Africa, we are far from that because for a population of 1.4 billion people, you are talking of roughly 7,000, epidemiologists. So to really address some of the recurrent outbreaks on the continent, we need to support workforce.
Fiona Braca is the emergency operations manager at the WHO Regional Office for Africa. She says healthcare workers in the region deliver rapid response to community emergencies and foster strong partnerships with governments. At the same time, the introduction of artificial intelligence, AI, in both public health and in healthcare is seen to be growing even more substantial in low and middle-income countries in comparison to high-income countries. A research fellow at the University of Cape Town, Bessie Malila, says in South Africa and other African countries, technology and computers are used to analyze and create clinical documentation.
For TB, there is opportunities for computer-aided detection. We're looking at cough detection using AI technologies, latent TB detection. We're looking at radiomic technologies, also looking at AI-driven image analysis and transfer learning. Opportunities for patient tracking, self-counseling, risk determination, rapid testing, and linkage to care. Opportunities in applying AI in linkage to HIV care.
The World Health Summit leaders say trust between different levels of governance is essential for better decision-making in public health emergencies. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.